as we just talked about with Vaughn Palmer yesterday, Toronto Mayor Rob Ford admitted to smoking crack.
Exactly. Yes, I have smoked crack cocaine.
Mayor Ford says he did it, but he doesn't remember doing it.
All I can say is I've made mistakes. And you guys kept referring to alcohol. There was a couple isolated incidents. There's been times when I've been in a drunken stupor. That's why I want to see the tape. I want everyone in the city to see this tape. I'd like to see this tape. I don't even recall there being a tape or a video, and I know that. So I want to see the state that I was in. But that's exactly it. I don't know what else I can say.
Those statements from Toronto Mayor Rob Ford got us wondering, is smoking crack cocaine something you can just forget about? Dr. Aaron White is a neuroscientist at the Division of Epidemiology and Prevention Research of the National Institutes of Health's Institute on Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism, and he joins us. Dr. White, thank you for being with us.
My pleasure.
Is it possible to smoke crack cocaine but just forget about it?
Well, that's a complicated question. What I'll tell you is that when it comes to alcohol, it is possible under the right circumstances for the areas of the brain that make memories to be shut down while someone is drinking. And so they can do pretty much anything and not form a memory for it.
Now, is this blacking out? We've heard the term someone blacking out from drinking too much. Is that what we're talking about here?
Yes, that's exactly what we're talking about. And it's often confused with passing out, but they're actually two different things. Passing out implies that you're not functioning, that you're either asleep or you're unconscious. Blacking out implies that you're functioning. You're just not able to record memories for your life as your life goes by.
Now, the Toronto mayor referred to multiple episodes of being in a drunken stupor. Can you black out or pass out and lose all memory of what you've done from a single incident, or does it have to be something that occurs over a period of time?
Well, I mean, there's two ways to answer that question. One is people who drink alcohol often can develop a tolerance to some of the effects of the alcohol, which allow them to reach these very high levels of intoxication and still function. So alcoholics black out quite often. But even people who have never had alcohol at all, if they drink in the right way, which tends to be in a way that gets alcohol to your brain fast, so drinking shots, drinking on an empty stomach, etc., they can experience amnesia. And so it happens both ways. But you don't have to be an alcoholic to experience amnesia while drinking.
Some people experience the impact of alcohol much more intensely than others do. Does the same thing apply to passing out or blacking out from too much alcohol consumption? Do some people have a higher or lower tolerance?
Yes, that does seem to be the case. And some of that is based on how big you are. You know, the bigger you are, less alcohol will hit your brain when you drink, if you have food in the stomach. But there's a genetic component, too. People who black out, if you have a twin and your twin has blackouts when he or she drinks, then the odds that you'll black out, too, are higher. So, yes.
When you black out, is your memory shut down to such an extent that you cannot differentiate between right and wrong?
No. Now, this is the interesting part about blackouts. A blackout is just the memory impairment part. A blackout refers to your brain's inability to create a record for events as they unfold. It has nothing to do with knowing right from wrong or being able to make good decisions or bad decisions. Those are handled by other brain areas. The blackout just reflects a memory deficit. It doesn't really imply much about making good choices, bad choices, knowing right from wrong, except to say that often when someone drinks enough alcohol to black out, the other parts of the brain that handle these other tasks are impaired as well. That's why you don't tend to hear stories about people waking up not remembering what they did and then finding out that they did something smart. Or they cleaned their room or balanced their checkbook, or, you know, we tend to make bad decisions when we drink, and so if you're in a blackout, the odds are good you're going to make bad choices there, too.
Now, we're talking to you as a medical expert, but do you have any knowledge of this trying to be used in a legal context where the claim is made that someone was just so incapacitated they did something wrong, maybe even criminal, but could not distinguish?
Yes, and to the best of my knowledge, except for one early case in Canada years ago, that argument has never been used effectively to win a case. To say that someone must not have been able to make a good choice or know right from wrong because they had amnesia. These days, in general, it's perplexing Nobody knows exactly what to make of blackouts in legal cases, but I don't think you're going to find too many people who would argue that the fact that someone experienced amnesia necessarily means they weren't able to make good choices or know right from wrong.
It's interesting. There was a case in Canada. I wonder if Toronto Mayor Rob Ford's lawyers might be looking into that. You don't know if it sent any kind of a precedent in Canada, do you?
I think it did for a little while.
Yeah.
And then it was, and then that was reversed. I wish I could remember the details for you, but it's somewhere there in my brain, but not handy.
I'm talking about Toronto Mayor Rob Ford and the serious condition. There's a lot of jokes about it, but smoking crack cocaine, being repeatedly in a drunken stupor, obviously indicates some serious substance abuse problems. And we're talking about that with Dr. Aaron White, a neuroscientist who's been studying this. How common are blackouts?
Blackouts are actually fairly common, much more common than we thought, 15 years ago, before these really started being studied in earnest. I did a study myself years ago with about 1,000 undergrads, and we found that of those students who had ever had any alcohol before in their lives, half of them had experienced at least one episode of a blackout, meaning you wake up in the morning, you don't remember things you did or places you went while you were drinking. In general, what we seem to see is that among young people, high school, college age drinkers, if you drink alcohol in a 2-week period, about 1 in 10 will experience a blackout in that 2-week period. So your odds are basically about 10%, 1 in 10 that you'll experience amnesia if you drink in a 2-week period.
Wow. So
they're very, very common. Yeah.
Now, is this a condition that's exclusively something one experiences from alcohol abuse? Could it also occur because of other drug abuse, for example, marijuana?
Well, there are lots of drugs that impair memory. Marijuana is one. Marijuana doesn't seem to produce this sort of amnesia that alcohol produces. The only other drugs that do this that I'm aware of are with some strange exceptions, PCP and some other drugs that don't get used often. Among drugs that people use here in the United States, the drugs other than alcohol that seem to be able to do this are the drugs that are either what are called benzodiazepines or benzodiazepine-like drugs. So, for instance, the drugs used for sleep and anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
So Xanax, Ambien is a great example.
Yeah.
Lunesta. Plenty of people have experienced amnesia after taking their sleeping pill.
Yes. Dr. Aaron White, thank you so much for taking the time. We appreciate it. He's a neuroscientist at the National Institutes of Health, and you can find more about his research on blacking out at our website, KUOW.org.